God answered Solomon's prayer in these words: "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested." These are words from today's first reading. I own a lot of books, and even though I've called through them several times over the years, especially when it comes from moving from one house to the next, and especially finally going into retirement, most of them I rarely look at, even though I go digging through them for something every now and then. There are, however, a few books, maybe 10 in all, that I would really hate to lose. Books that have changed my life in one way or another. One of those books is a 50-year-old book by Father Louis Evely entitled Our Prayer. It was published the year I was ordained, 1970. And it was the book that helped me really begin to understand what prayer is all about. I turned to it often, especially when I talk to groups about the role of prayer in their lives. It's out of print, but I would really hate to lose my copy. The insight I got from that book changed my prayer life and has helped me make sense of what I believe is the purpose of prayer. I had prayed all my life, but I didn't feel that it was doing all that much good, to be honest. I felt like that old farmer down in Calvary, one of my former parishes, who told me that he never prayed for rain, quote, "because God's going to do what God's going to do anyway." Well, until I read that old book, no matter how much I prayed, it always seemed to me that God's going to do what God's going to do anyway. So that old book helped me discover that even though I believed in God, I prayed often, I was actually praying like a pagan. How do pagans pray? Well, basically, pagans whine and beg and cringe and bribe their moody, mean, and reluctant gods to loosen up, to give them what they want. Pagans' prayers are attempts to inform their gods of the things they think their gods need to do, as well as when and how to do it. Their prayers are attempts to get their gods to wake up and pay attention to them. Their prayers are attempts to get their gods to change their minds and change their moods and do what they want, sometimes even with a little bribery. Now, pagan prayer has been portrayed best in those old TV jungle movies and in a popular Spectrum TV commercial. You might remember it. Where a man is encouraged to jump into a volcano to get the gods to make it rain. It's always the same. Poor people live at the foot of an active volcano where they believe their god lived. Their volcano god was moody and unpredictable and often blew his top, killing hundreds of people in the process. To get their gods to be good to them, their prayers were basically bribes to keep him at bay and get him to do their bidding. Their sadistic gods love pain, especially pain that involved the shedding of blood or the sacrifice of human life. So if you cut yourself and whipped yourself till you bled, you had a better chance of getting a favor out of the volcano god. And if that didn't work, you pushed the prettiest virgin in town into the bubbling lava. Pagan prayer is always an effort to get gods to change their minds and to change their sadistic behaviors or their indifference toward human beings. When I think back, I used to pray like a pagan. My prayer was more about telling God what he needed to do for me, rather than listening to God telling me what I need to do for him. I thought prayer was about informing God about what needed to be done in my life and in the world around me. I actually believed that I needed to butter God up if I ever had a chance of getting him to do what I wanted. I felt that I had a better chance of getting what I wanted if I pleaded and begged and cried and starved and deprived myself. I even offered bribes. I would light one of those 30-day pure beeswax candles instead of one of those cheap 2-hour paraffin candles. I'd say 50 rosaries rather than one. I'd do a 7-day novena instead of a simple silent prayer. If none of that worked, I would promise to make a big contribution to charity if you'd give me what I wanted. I would even attend an all-night vigil, stay up past midnight, instead of a few quiet moments of prayer during the day. And I probably would have pushed a virgin into the volcano, but there was a shortage of virgins where I came from, not to mention volcanoes. Pagan prayer is all about getting the attention of a cold, distant, cruel, and aggravated God and persuading him to alter his behavior through bribery and sadism. That is no way for a Christian to pray. We read today one of my favorite passages about prayer. It's the story of the wise and famous King Solomon. We're told that God appeared to Solomon in a dream one night, and he said, Solomon, ask me for something in prayer. Well, Solomon points out to God that he had been chosen to be a king of a huge nation, even though he was young and inexperienced. So in his prayer, Solomon asked God simply for what he needed to do well, all that God had asked him to do. He simply asked for an understanding heart and the wisdom to know right from wrong. Well, we're told that God was impressed with Solomon's prayer and answered it, noting that he could have asked for selfish needs. He could ask for anything he wanted. But he didn't ask for a long life, or riches, or vengeance on his enemies. He only asked to be a good king. Solomon teaches us the essence of all prayer, and that is to do well what God calls us to do. Solomon teaches us the purpose of all prayer, to have us be changed by God rather than having God be changed by us. The perfect prayer, as Solomon knew, is to know our calls and ask only for the daily bread we need to live them out. So my prayer as a priest should fundamentally be, God, help me be a good priest. Help me be the priest you have called me to be. And to these families in the front with the babies all baptized today, your prayer should be fundamentally, help me be good parents. And help me raise these babies well. My friends, the difference between the way pagans pray and the way Christians ought to pray is very different. Pagans pray to change their gods. Christians pray that God will change them. We don't have a moody, disinterested, or stingy God who needs to be bribed or awakened or persuaded. Our God already wants to give us what's good for us. The problem, we're not ready for what's good for us. Our God simply wants us to open ourselves to receive the good He already desires to give us. The perfect Christian prayer is a prayer of openness and gratitude. The perfect Christian prayer is the prayer of Mary, Thy will be done. The perfect Christian prayer is the prayer of Solomon, Give me what I need to do a good job that you have given me. The perfect Christian prayer is the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Your will, not mine, be done. God does not need to change. God does not need to be instructed by us. God does not need to be informed about what He needs to do. We do. For my conclusion today, I turn to bumper sticker theology. We're all familiar with the bumper sticker that says, prayer changes things. Well, I believe there is another bumper sticker that's even more accurate. It says, prayer changes people, and people change things.